This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
Can I just remind you of the 12 billion euro surplus that we have that's just sitting there for supposed rainy days or the waste, considering things like, which example do you want of waste? Because I have a list that gets longer and longer. Or those who could have a life-saving and a life-changing treatment given to them out of this 12 billion euro surplus that we're sitting on. If it's not about helping making Irish people's lives better, then what is government about? Answer me that one. Text 0868104106. I say that because I've been contacted people who are living with the condition Friedreich's ataxia. Now, this is a progressive genetic disease, right? And it gets worse over time. And people living with it won't mind me saying that because they're well aware of it themselves. So it causes loss of mobility. It can start in childhood or adolescence and sometimes in older age. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be in childhood or adolescence. But then you'd be unsteady on your feet. A lot of this you're experiencing is muscle degeneration, muscle weakness, chronic fatigue, scoliosis, your speech changes then. And I've spoken on air last week with somebody who was telling me a story about Friedreich's ataxia where none of those conditions actually caused the death of a patient. They ultimately then died of heart conditions that are attached to Friedreich's ataxia. So why are we interested in this? Well, for many different reasons. Craig Cody started it all last week on the air with me in a very emotional conversation about his late son, Rory, who passed away. His other son, Paddy, is living with it and gets weaker every single week. Emily was on air with me telling about her condition. Another caller again this morning. People with Friedreich's are contacting me directly on my own Instagram. Amongst them is Helen Carney. She joins me by phone. Helen, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. I hope I don't tire you or strain you too much, but I listened to everything that you said in the video that you posted, and I will share it later on. But I couldn't help pick up on some aspects of your life at the age of, what are you now, 36? You say, in spite of everything you're living with, you've had a good life. It may well have been a good life, but it could have been a hell lot better for you if you had this drug, couldn't it?
Absolutely, yes. There's no doubt about it. It's not easy with the condition. But I guess I want to highlight, I've been fortunate in many aspects of life, but not everyone is. And even though I have been, it still hasn't been easy. And I guess for me, I really wanted, but for future generations, this drug could just transform lives and really make such an impact.
But you talk about the fact that you would have liked to have found a partner, and hopefully, who knows, you still might. You would like to have had children, but that wasn't possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, that I know it's not one that's necessarily talked about that much, but definitely, you know, I had an amazing family growing up, and it was nearly something I just assumed. You grow up, you get married, you have kids. But when I was diagnosed, that all changed. And I think because it's so progressive, the reality is I wouldn't nearly need it to be having kids when I was 18. But I was nowhere near in the right headspace to even think about something like that. So look, at it, I had to realize it wasn't for me.
And do you mind me asking, how young were you when you first started to see symptoms and had a diagnosis?
So my diagnosis was at 13. Now, finally, about a year before that, I was picked up with scoliosis, or maybe 2 years, and I actually had surgery. So sometimes it's easy to wonder, should we have seen it before? And definitely, when we look back on it, there were so many symptoms, but it's so easy to put that down to, oh, that's Helen, that she's just clumsy.
Okay. It wasn't, because your physical abilities were eroded over the years following that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
To the point where you are now confined to the use of a wheelchair.
Yeah, and often when I was diagnosed and I heard the words wheelchair, it really, I thought, oh my God, this is terrible. But as time has gone on, I've actually realized a wheelchair isn't that big of a deal. It just helps you move around. But it's the loss of things like your hands. It's the loss of being able to sit up in a chair, these kind of things. Just to do simple things like butter a bit of toast or, you know, those simple everyday tasks.
Things that we all take for granted that you reference in your video, going on a date, eating a meal outdoors, eating a meal with somebody, you know, carrying a drink from the bar, all of the things we take for granted. You say even making a sandwich, impossible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And look, I can do it, but no one wants to see the kitchen after I've tried.
Tell me about your life. Did you know what was school like for you? Did you go to college? Did you go out to work? Did you thrive in those aspects? So far, so good.
So school. It was. I had a pretty okay time. I did go to college, and I did a BCom in UCD, but actually, at the same time that I was doing that, I was quite interested in horses. I actually got the opportunity to go to the Paralympics in London in 2012 and then in Rio. And London was a particularly special time for me because I actually won 3 medals.
Well done. That's incredible. Paralympics. 3-time medalist. Be proud. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, and look at it. It really, in my case, I'm very fortunate because I can say in a strange way, the disability that I had, I was able to make something good out of it. I never would have been involved in Paralympics if I hadn't had it. So,
okay.
You know.
Well done. Well done.
Definitely do work out.
Yeah. You're so positive about everything, you know?
Sometimes I am and sometimes I haven't.
But can I ask you, just chatting with you now, do you find it difficult to speak?
Probably.
Do you have to work harder with your speech and your pronunciation, your delivery?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But I'm definitely on the fortunate end of the scale in that my speech hasn't been affected as badly as some others.
Okay.
Now, Friedreich's ataxia is very much use it or lose it. And I'm, as you can probably tell from telling me I'm talkative, and it's probably helped me nearly keep it easier than some others do.
But how do you, forgive me now, and I don't mean to upset you, but how do you keep the inevitability of this worsening out of your mind all of the time? There is no cure.
You know, that's always a tough one. And there is definitely a bit of fear around what's to come. My main focus generally is trying to go, what do I actually want to achieve? I try and not think about what is taken away. I kind of focus on what do I want? And then how am I going to get there? Yeah, it's going to be unconventional, but I find a way to do it. Now, I'm very fortunate, in particular, my dad has an engineering background, and I can't tell you the amount of things he's made to help make life easier.
Well done, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great to hear. It's just pure love, isn't it?
Yeah. No, look at My parents are amazing, but I think you touched on it there, the fear of what's to come, and definitely for them. If I'm 36, they're aging, and I'm sure they'd love to age in reverse, but it's not like that. Yeah,
would you say that they worry about you?
Conscious about what happens in the future, you know. And I'm very aware of that too. And I'm aware as well, you know, they should be retiring and enjoying their life, not worrying about what's going to happen for care for me and,
yes,
and
yes.
taking on more responsibility that way.
Yes, yes. It's so true. But I guess, you know, they would see it differently. Love is unconditional, you know. I mean, it's...
I know, and... God, I don't mean it that way.
And no, I know you don't. God Almighty, a parent would wish to change places with you in the morning. They would, but their love, because they can't do that, is unconditional, that they will always be there for you. That's what parents
do. Actually, I think that's nearly, it's, maybe I'm wrong, but sometimes I think it's harder for a parent. It is so difficult to watch your child struggle. Like, whatever for me, when I'm dropping things or I can't do it, you know, it's okay. But for them watching on the sidelines, it is hard going.
I can imagine. So Sky Claris would certainly slow the progression by 50% and would buy everybody an awful lot of time, you as well. Is it frustrating to have it still out of reach?
Oh, definitely. It's very hard to see. I can't quite express it, but you know, it could make such a difference. But the thing is, it could make the difference if people get it now. There are some people newly diagnosed still moving around. If they got it now, what it could do to their life would be mega.
Yes. So we need to keep pushing this, don't we? We need to make this happen for people, not just for you or for, you know, Craig's son, Paddy, sadly too late for Rory, but all of the other hundreds of people who really need the reimbursement, because they just, it's financially impossible for a person to have this prescribed to them. They just couldn't afford it. So we need to get it.
Yeah, no, it is. And look, it's the hard reality that rare disease drugs are expensive, but you know, this is why we have the government and the healthcare system there to help people that are in a much more vulnerable situation.
Okay, well, perhaps the next time we speak, Helen, this could well be the case. You know, it's nice of you to come on air this morning. Perhaps you might be part of the group that might go to Dáil Éireann, you know, that Padraig O'Sullivan is putting together along with Craig, because there's power in numbers, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there are so many different stories out there. And it's interesting hearing them all.
Okay. And I'm here to hear more of them if people are listening and they want to get in touch. Thanks so much, Helen. It's lovely chatting with you this morning. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Congratulations on everything you've achieved in life so far, including those wonderful 3 medals in the Paralympics. Great job. Well done.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.